The Rodcast.
If you want more information, go to rodders.com and click on Rodders FM. Without further ado, without any monkeying, yes, monkeying around, let's get on with the show!
Warning, warning, this show is complete bollocks and is not fit for human consumption. If you or anyone you know are suffering severe mental episodes due to the content of this show, call the Rodders FM Psychiatric Helpline on 0844-8844-831.
Hello.
Or you can Skype us using the Skype name Rodders FM with no spaces. And remember, if you call in, mute your radio.
You have been warned.
Your week's been naff. You've taken crap from everyone you know. But Friday come like morning sun. It's Rodders. Brand new show.
It's got Z-list guests, race competitions, Mystic Mug, and Beelzebub.
This song is diabolical.
Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday. Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday. Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday.
Rodders FM, more fun than a kick in the ball.
Welcome one and all to Rodders FM. Let me tell you what's coming up. We might have the Professor back on the show tonight. Big emphasis on the word might, because he hasn't got a very good track record of turning up lately. I mean, we bullied him onto the last show. And also, we are going to have Bobby's Amazing Fact, which, of course, will be absolutely amazing. If you haven't heard of Bobby's Amazing Fact, I mean, it's basically, we phone this archetypal nerd named Bobby, and he gives us an amazing fact, and by God, it will be absolutely amazing tonight. And let me tell you the phone-in topics tonight. Actually, no, I'm going to come to the phone-in topics in a minute. Get the boring announcements out of the way in a minute. To be kept up to date with this show, there is now a thing called... Now, this is such a good name, so it needs a bit of silence.
Rodmail!
Yes, that's right. You've heard of email. There's now Rodmail. You can sign up on the mailing list to get updates of when the next show is. So go do that now, in fact. I'm going to type in the address you need to go to, rodders.com, rhoddders.com. Then up at the top is a thing to type your email address in, and then you will be subscribed to Rodmail. I will send you weekly updates on what's going on in this station, whether I've got some new stand-up comedy videos up. It's going to be definitely worth joining. And also, I need you to do me a huge favour, guys. I mean, this really does help to boost the show, right? Go to vote.rodders.com. A big shout out to Gary from Catford. I wonder where Gary from Catford lives. I don't have an idea. And hello to Jess, who is... They're both on the webcam, and they will be participating later on in this very special competition.
Warning, warning, ladies and gentlemen, switch on those webcams. It's the only competition you have a hope in winning. It's the Rodders FM. Webcam.
Yes, that is the Rodders FM webcam weirdo, and it's a girl versus a boy. It's Gary from Catford versus Jess. Now, they I don't know, I think Gary looks weirder than Jess, to be fair. I mean, I have to be impartial here. Let me tell you what else is coming up on the show tonight. We've got some good music coming up, I hope. And we've got some great funny news stories. But firstly, let me talk to you about the phone-in topic tonight, because we've been doing phone-in topics lately. And this is all thanks to my producer, Leanna, who's come up with a brilliant idea. And Leanna, I still need a news story off you. I need you to find, right, a news article involving scare statistics, like suddenly, oh no, scientists have discovered pillows or breathing are bad for you. Send that to me if you can, Leanna, that'd be good. And also, our phone-in topic tonight is, what is the strangest thing you have ever eaten? And I've got a news story that goes with that. What is the strangest thing you've ever eaten? Now, the strangest thing I've ever eaten is sea urchins. It was quite funny. I was in Greece, right? And these girls came out. I mean, this sounds like a male fantasy, but it really, really happened, right? I was sitting in a taverna, you know, beautiful, picturesque Greek place known as Greece, but I think it was Corfu, because, and these girls came out in bikinis and they had diving knives strapped to their waist, and they were really quite hot, and they had a bag of sea urchins, and they just cut the bottom off of them. I said bottom. Yeah, grow up, guys, come on, it's an adult show. Well, not really. Just got a bit of bread and scooped the insides out of the sea urchin and ate it alive. And of course I had to join in, and it didn't taste quite as bad as I thought it was going to. Now I found a really, really hilarious news story about somebody, or should I say something, a dog eating something ridiculous. The headline is, right, balls found inside rattling dog. I took a first glance at this, right, and I thought, oh well, if it's a male dog, it's meant to have balls. A dog was found to have 13 golf balls, lucky for some, removed from its... a dog had to have 13 golf balls removed from its stomach after eating them on walks around a golf course. Owner Chris Morrison, who was probably a complete moron. I mean, who would let your dog do that? I mean, it's utterly absurd. I mean, he'd been taking the Black Labrador for a walk around the golf course and just letting it eat all over the place. He took Oscar to the vet after noticing a rattling sound coming from the pet, coming from the pet's stomach. That's absolutely awful. What is going on there? What an idiot. I mean, surely he'd notice if he was any sort of a, you know, conscious human being, he would notice his dog eating a golf ball and go, "No, look, dog, stop doing that." That is probably all he'd have to do, and the dog would go, "Oh, well, I suppose, though, I won't eat these balls." I mean, he should have just explained rationally why eating golf balls is a really, really stupid idea. You know, and then once you explained, you know, golf balls, they can't be digested, you know, just stick to pedooey chum, the dog would probably respond to this. Now, Mr. Morrison, he sounds like an idiot, a planning administrator, I wouldn't like to have any plans of his administrated near me, said one of the balls had been in the stomach so long it had turned black and was decomposing. That dog must have such strong stomach acid. Look, you can see in the rod cam, my kindly father has brought tea into the studio.
Oh, that's the dog there, the ball's in it.
The guy who owns the dog is a planning administrator. So I'm just wondering how bad his plans must be if he lets his dog eat golf balls.
A load of balls, I'd say.
That was my dad there. Now let's take some messages from the chat room. Kion, I hate people with unpronounceable names in the chat room, has eaten a poisonous blowfish. Well, it obviously wasn't poisonous, otherwise you would have died by now. Was it one of those really... Was it the same blowfish that poisoned Homer Simpson? That's what I really want to know. All right, we're taking a call. Hello, Gary, you're on the show. Don't drop your dishcloth. All right, who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is Gary. I'm calling from Catford.
Oh, you're calling from Catford. It would be great if your surname was also Catford. That would be a crazy coincidence. But, Gary, what is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Well... Now, you're obviously a younger gentleman, so I need to be careful here in the sense... have you ever heard of the popular alcohol drink known as tequila?
Well, who do you think I am? I'm 18, of course I've heard of alcoholic beverages.
Well, I'm just making sure. Now, I don't want to be, you know, dragged across some coals and, you know, influencing younger people to drink.
I'm not that old. I don't have coals in my house. Sure. We have central heating.
I don't know. Where are you broadcasting from in this fine country?
Where am I broadcasting from? I'm broadcasting from somewhere on the outskirts of Reading.
My word. They have computers there?
Yeah, excuse me, they actually have... Microsoft have one of their headquarters in Reading.
That's true.
And you know, if you say Reading's a slough overfill, I will just hang up on you. What's the strangest thing you've ever eaten? It had something to do with tequila?
You're aware that in... So I like it follows a worm at the bottom.
What, in the bottom of your tequila?
In the bottom of the tequila bottle is a worm. It's a small, little, edible worm. And I've eaten the worm, and it's disgusting, but it is edible.
That's crazy. I'm sure that's against health. Like, if somebody found that, I swear they wouldn't do that for the English version of this drink.
I'm fairly sure that there are various health and safety rules that would stop you from doing it. But after you've drunk most of a bottle of tequila, you'll pretty much do anything.
Yeah, but... that's true,
not
but...
I've ever done a whole bottle of tequila.
But the thing, well, you know, this just confirms what we already knew. People from Mexico are mental.
Yes.
It's true. What were you doing? Were you in Mexico at the time, or did you have a Mexican friend that met...
No, I was in Greenwich at the time.
Well, this is getting weirder and weirder. Was your...
About as far away from Mexico as you can get there.
Do you meet El Nombre?
Who?
El Nombre.
Who's El Nombre? I'm intrigued. What a great name.
El Nombre used to be this mouse, this stop-motion mouse on a children's program called Number Time, and he was Mexican, and he used to go around, he was like Zorro, only instead of doing cool stuff like killing people, he'd help people with maths. And there was this...
Are you aware of Speedy Gonzalez instead?
I am aware of Speedy Gonzalez, that sombrero-wearing scamp.
Yeah, he's probably more the kind of legislation version of this mouse that you speak of.
Oh my god. What did that? What did the worm taste like, or were you so drunk you couldn't taste it?
I was strangely sober when I drank at the worm. It was just kind of tequila soaked and sort of slightly damp and horrible.
That's just disgusting. Speaking of drinking, Kion on the webcam looks like he just downed a whole bottle of champagne. That's probably the best thing to do. The show will sound much better after you've done that.
It's very strange. This is the first time I've seen a stick cam thing, so it's very weird.
It's exciting,
but
isn't
it's
it?
It's very good.
Oh, thanks.
It's exciting. I can see... Is that Clover drinking?
Is that what?
It does look like some sort of huge champagne bottle. Can you hold it up to the camera
yeah.
so we can see?
Can you read his name? I can't.
Kion 671.
Alright, Kion, that's it. Kion, hold that bottle up again. I want to know what it is.
Is it some sort of punch? Aerosol.
Aerosol? He's drinking aerosols, everyone. He's very irresponsible.
Either that or Arizona. I can't quite tell.
Oh, that's ridiculous. So, I just wonder, how did you hear about this show?
Well, as you may or may not listen to the Ian Lee on Virgin or Absolute Radio, as it is now.
Why have they changed the name to Absolute Radio?
Well,
it's rubbish.
The owners are Indian or something, aren't they? And therefore they want a big global name. And
I interrupted you. You were something about the Ian Lee show on Absolute Radio?
Sorry, well, I heard you ring up the Ian Lee show and ask whether he could do an interview on your show. And then the noise in the background is for torrential flooding rain in London.
Oh, don't worry, I can't hear it.
I'm going to have to evacuate my first floor flat and canoe out into the world soon. And I heard the podcast of the show, which he actually gave a plug.
Yeah, he's a really genuinely nice guy.
He is.
I think he's brilliant, because
so, he does have a dirty...
Oh, what is it with people ringing up? People ring up. If you haven't listened to the Ian Lee show, listen to it. It's really funny. 10 p.m. on Virgin, or as it's going to be called, Absolute Radio. People are just going to call it Absolute Rubbish Radio or something, aren't they? It's too easy to take the mick out of. So, thanks for calling.
Okay.
I'll speak to you later.
That's a pleasure. Thank you very much. Goodbye,
no problem. Bye. Wicked. We actually got a caller there. I'm dead excited by that. And coming up very soon, the next feature to go on the air will be Bobby's Amazing Fact. But first, I want to talk to you about something called the Reading Festival. Or should I say the Reading Festival? It was completely and utterly insane. I went there to see Rage Against the Machine. And it was completely and utterly nuts. I mean, they're just such a good band, Rage Against the Machine. But there's one thing I must say about them, is that they're meant to be rebellious, they're meant to be anti-establishment, but at the same time, they are, they seem a bit childish, and, it's all like schoolboy bedroom. Rebelling, like putting up Che Guevara going, F you, I won't die in my bedroom. Let's see if those lyrics actually work with the song. F you, I won't die in my bedroom. No, I'm not gonna go to school. No, I won't brush my teeth. See what I mean? Rage Against the Machines are a bit childish. No, I won't put those new shoes on. No, I'm just gonna be really disobedient for the sake of it. No, I'm really nonconformist because I wear Che Guevara shirts. No, I don't have any more rebellious things to say because I'm nonconforming to you. Oh, yes. Alright, enough of that. Oh no, DJ Zeno is smoking a naughty stick. It's just naughty. I mean, next you'll be smoking naughty twigs, you'll be kicking over bins, you'll be being antisocial, you'll be getting an asbo. He's smoking a joint whilst listening to Rodders FM. What a ridiculous combination. The funniest thing happened at Reading Festival. Me and my friend Dave Face and his other mate Matt, we were at the Reading Festival, and we thought we'd witnessed a miracle. This bozo came bozoing over to us, and he wanted to use our gas stove because his had broken. He'd probably broken it himself because he was very, very drunk, in fact. So, he put a pan of water down on our stove, and we were being very nice to him because we were all drunk. And, within moments, something amazing happened. I mean, this thing just cannot be believed. And in fact, even at the time, we did not believe it. Lo and behold, the water contained in the pan. I don't know why I'm speaking like this, it's ridiculous. The water contained in the pan ignited and sprouted into flame. Not even lying. And of course, you know, it was absolute chaos. We were running around going, oh no, science teachers told us that was impossible. Oh no, what's going on? This is terrible. I don't know what's going on. What's happening? And I yelled to Dayface, oi Dayface, throw some water on it. And Dayface just goes, oh no, but the water will burn even more and it will explode. So it was utter pandemonium. I mean, havoc like you've never seen. We were tripping over tents, in disbelief. And it turned out not to be a miracle at all. The idiot had poured vodka in his pan instead of water. I mean, I thought he was the Messiah. I literally started worshipping him. And the funny thing was, he was boiling all his vodka up, which then caught fire, and he was going to make a pot noodle with it. Think how messed up you would be on a vodka pot noodle. Oh, it's hilarious. I phoned the Ian Lee show about this. So we're going to do Bobby's Amazing Fact. Hello, Bobby, you're on the show.
Cool.
Wicked. You've actually made it to the phone for once.
You know what that sound indicates? Landing in his Bobby-mobile from the planet Bobby. It's Bobby with yet another of one of his...
Amazing fun!
Ever wondered how many millimeters are in a millipede, or how many mobile phones it would take to fry your buns, or how many pancakes were involved in the 1996 event to break the world pancake record? Well, no, you probably haven't. This is the place where you find all the amazingest facts with Bobby!
This is the best place for facts.
What?
This is the best place for facts, isn't it, Bobby? Now, we have...
Yeah, this is the best place for facts, because apparently Wikipedia is unreliable. Apart from that, it's all good.
Forget Wikipedia, just open up Bobby's head and you've got the Bobopedia there, right there in front of you.
Good.
Now, Bobby, right, we've just had our first, school began again. Me and Bobby go to the same school, unfortunately, and, what happened was they started the term right at the end of the week, so we were there for 2 days.
Yeah, it was pretty pointless, actually. And I didn't know it was the new girl in our history class, the first I've seen us.
We got a girl in our history class at last. It's not a male-dominated subject anymore, apparently. Yeah. I didn't know girls were allowed to do history.
No, I was under the assumption it was a sort of dick fest subject.
Bobby, you can't say words like that on the radio. Stop that.
It's a swear word.
Well, I don't know, maybe if you meant the abbreviation for Richard, it's not. But, Bobby, you have been coming up with, before we get onto your amazing fact, and, it better be amazing.
Yeah,
you know all the textbooks that, they give to GCSE students?
Oh, yeah.
The manufacturer of that listen in every week, and they get all their facts from that. So without you, there'll be nobody passing their science GCSE.
Okay, that's, a lot of pressure on me to make my facts actually true, okay? But yeah. They usually
but
are.
But this
anyway.
Week, I haven't achieved a lot because I've only been back to school for 2 days, and I've just been very sulky generally, I think. But you have been making up harebrained schemes in order to get rich.
But basically, my scheme is to join the Church of England,
right?
Become a priest. And from then on, when they fire me for not being Christian and instead being atheist, I sue them for religious discrimination.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Because atheism doesn't count as a religion. Surely by definition, it is an anti-religion.
Well, yes. But it's still illegal, isn't it, to not employ someone for their lack of religion?
Bobby, what is your... Tell us your fact. In fact, do it in question form so people in the chat room can guess the answer. I'm looking forward to this.
Okay. Okay, the rear behinds of aphids have evolved to appear like what? Is it A, ant heads, B, spikes on thorn bushes, or C, they've evolved to have noxious poison secreted from their behinds to protect against predators?
Type in right now what your suggestion is. Bobby, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on hold now.
Okay.
I'm going to see if I can do that, actually. I've never worked this phone thing properly. Where are we? This is really confusing. I don't like this machine. This is hot. We're going to put you on hold, and then after we've heard a song, we're going to read out the Rodhead's suggestions. Now, Leanna, our producer, should be sitting by to look at all your answers. So, Bobby, we'll speak to you in a minute. Just keep on the phone. Don't hang up.
I won't hang up, man. Just don't play any crappy music like when they normally put me on hold.
No, there will be no music. But, Bobby, you're the sort of person that would... He's so forgetful. I bet you when we pick up the phone again, he would have had an existence failure and just forgotten to exist. I'll see you later, Bobby. He's on hold now. This guy's called Matt Dean, and I'm playing this song simply because it has the name Friday in it. His name is Matt Dean, and it's called Thank God It's Friday, and it should really be saying Thank Rod It's Friday.
It's Friday!
Bobby, you're back on the show. Hello, Bobby. Oh dear, he's not even there now. Oh dear, this has all gone horribly wrong. Let's ring him back. Hi, Bobby, you're back on the show. What happened there? You disappeared.
Hi. Sorry, yeah, it's just my stick insects.
What happened? So you hung up the phone to attend to your stick insects?
Yes.
Why? What were they doing? Were they going, "Oi, Bobby, get over here right now, we need some attention"?
No, they've grown. You know, the biggest one's like 13 and a half centimetres long now. They're Papua New Guinean stick insects, so they're not like those little straight ones. They've got like these big spines.
Yeah, but that
on
doesn't
them.
Mean the,
they're kind of hard to pick up.
This is completely illogical. They had grown, so you put the phone down.
Well, I was just measuring them. I didn't like the tune you put on.
So, yeah, but there's no. Oh, for goodness sake, let's forget it. We've got a suggestion in from the chat room, and I'm afraid I can't remember who said it. Let's just see if I can remember who said it. Gary from Catford types in. He goes, have the buttocks evolved so the female aphids can shake their bottoms along to Beyonce songs? Is that correct?
In the short answer, no. I'm afraid not, no. Basically, the behinds of aphids have evolved to look like ant heads in order that the ants are more likely to come to those aphids in search of nectar from plants. And in so doing, searching for nectar, the ants will protect the aphids.
The main question that derives from this is, what exactly is nectar?
Well, I say nectar, actually it's tree sap. Well, it's residue from the insides of plants containing a lot.
Oh dear, we've lost Bobby, what a pity.
Hi, Ted Small here, just telling you that if you were to stick your head in a bucket of pure distilled Rodders FM, it would probably sound a little bit like this. Warning, Rodders FM can severely damage your health and is now available as a podcast on iTunes. Just search Rodcast in the iTunes store. Always read the label.
Oh no, got Reggie, it's a machine in the background.
Hello.
Hello, Hugo, you're on the show.
Hello.
Here's a blast of Rage Against the Machines for you. Dun, 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 dun. All right, enough of that. Hugo, you're on the show. The topic tonight is, what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Okay, well, I've got two examples for you for that. The weirdest thing I had ever eaten was about 5 years ago when I was still actually doing joke subjects like food technology. No, thanks to people who do food technology
dear
out there. I'm sure it's fantastic.
Food technology.
The weirdest thing I'd ever eaten was something Tinder made. For those of you who don't know, Tinder is a person in our year. And we were all making pizzas.
Do you know what was funny about food tech, though, Hugo?
Pardon?
Do you know what was funny about food tech at our school, though?
The teacher
was, yes, exactly, read my mind, Hugo. The teacher was completely mental. Not even joking.
Yeah.
She used to burn
Joss
sticks in her classroom so all the food would taste disgusting of incense. Mad.
It was disgusting, wasn't it? But yeah, the weirdest thing I'd ever eaten ever was in that class. It was a pizza that Tinder made, and it was, and I'm not joking, it was banana and peach pizza. And
what?
It left a rather nasty taste in my mouth afterwards.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, my granddad used to travel a lot, and he went to the Middle. He used to go to the Middle East a lot, and he was given sheep's eyes one. You know, the woolly things Welsh people like.
All right, let's not be racist to the Welsh. I mean, that's just a terrible, terrible thing to do.
Considering you're Welsh.
He actually ate a sheep's eyeball.
He did. Well, he was like given a little pot and a little thing of sauce, which he couldn't bear to tell us what the sauce was made of. And he said they weren't actually that bad. They were like onions. That's right.
All right, see you later then, Hugo.
See you later, mate. Bye-bye.
Warning, warning, ladies and gentlemen. Switch on those webcams. It's the only competition you have a hope in winning. It's Rodders FM. Webcam.
Yes, it's a webcam weirdo, everybody. Utterly horrendous thing to eat. Liana said she has eaten fruit and cocoa bops in natural yogurt. Now, we're doing the webcam weirdo. We have three contenders. Contender number one. Now, let's get some scary, scary music up for the webcam weirdo. We've got... well, we did have three contenders, but one of them's gone. Number one is Jess. Jess, you need to do something weird now to show everyone on the webcam that you're weird. Well, Jess was demonstrating how weird she is by just sitting there normally. Nice one, Jess. And now, we're moving on. In fact, Jess, where? Now, our next webcam weirdo is DJ Zeno, who has been taking drugs, wearing earphones, and generally being very weird. And then our final contender is Kano. We need to decide now on the web. Please vote in the chat room. Who do you think the weirdest person is listening tonight? Let's find out who the weirdest person is. Yeah, Jess is going crazy on the webcam. It's been a crazy rollercoaster ride of a show tonight. Kano has just come back into the room wearing a terrorist mask in an effort to appear more weird. I mean, this is the guy that's been necking champagne, or what looked like champagne. Actually, it turned out to be tea, I think. Now let's find out who the webcam weirdo is. The Webcam Weirdo Award goes to... Oh, this is such a close one. Shall I give it to... Jess isn't actually that weird, much as she's trying. I think the cat behind her is very weird. Ah, no, she's going to go and eat it, I reckon. Just a... The dog's running around. It's havoc in her webcam. Does it go to DJ Zeno? Or, I'm afraid, DJ Zeno, much as your drug abuse... It hasn't paid off tonight, your drug abuse. It goes to K-On.
Thank God it's Friday.
Hello, caller. Don't drop your dishcloth.
I've got a dirty...
Oh, for goodness sake, I've been had. That's what he does to Ian Lee's show, and that's what he's doing to mine. Let's call him back and see if we can get anything sensible out of him. Hello, you're back on the show, and now I do not have a dirty whatchacallit. What do you want?
I don't know.
I mean, this better be constructive.
I'm watching Big Brother.
What? Oh, for goodness sake. You know what, you know what makes me sick? Big Brother.
I thought it was going to be Naked Men.
Well, yeah, that does as well. But, you know, this leads very well into this feature.
Now's the part of the show where Rodders will go on a rant about...
Oh, I'm Rodders, by the way, if you didn't know.
What really makes him sick? You make me f***ing sick
to my stomach. Peter, you still on the line?
I am.
Well, you just brought up something that makes me sick. Big Brother. It's the final of Big Brother tonight, so I'm losing loads of listeners because of Big Brother. Okay, it was funny the first four series because then there was a novelty factor, but now it's just morons arguing and bitching in a pretty bad postmodern-esque house that looks like something that even the Tate Modern would refuse to exhibit. Peter, what is good about Big Brother? So you can't answer it, can you? Because it's rubbish. It's old. Ninth series, come on.
Did Jess's dog win the, thingy?
The webcam
the
weirdo?
Ringtone.
No, Kano did, actually. Kano, if you can Skype me, that'd be brilliant. Or at least email me, radio@rodders.com, and I can send you a free ringtone. How cool is that? But you still haven't answered my
question. I think a pet should win.
Alright, well, you can be the official Rodders FM pet if you want. Like, I don't know, we can email you bones. But you still haven't answered my question. What is good about Big Brother?
Well, the only thing that's good about it this year is that I got to be Mo's super fan for Big Brother's Big Ears on Channel 4 Radio. So I got to speak to Ian Lee regularly.
Well, that is actually quite good. If Ian Lee does Big Brother's Big Ears, which is on Channel 4 Radio, isn't it?
Yeah, there's probably one on tonight, actually.
Thing is, he hates Big Brother.
Yeah, well, when I'd been phoning up, his female co-host would ask me deep questions about Mohammed, and I'd never had a clue what to say.
Why were they asking that? Shouldn't... Big Brother isn't an intellectual show, it's a show for idiots.
I was asked, like, what are his best characteristics and things, but, you know, you only get to see what you're shown on TV, and I wasn't watching it anyway. I would quickly go on Digital Spy before I was phoned up to go on the show and quickly research.
Oh, that's hilarious. But you know what? Jess has just sent in a message. The weirdest thing she's ever eaten is peanut butter, marshmallow, chocolate sauce, pretzel, tortilla chip, sandwich. Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, but did you know that Jess's dog probably licks her on her face after it's been licking its dirty bits?
Look, no, Peter, come on, just grow up. That's a disgusting thing to say. She's a very valid listener, because we don't have many females tuning in, and you know, you wonder why, because weirdos like you call in and say terrible things, and how women are afraid to tune in, because they get harassed. But look, let's get back on the topic. Big Brother, it's the only intelligent people that watch it is psychologists, and they treat it as a sick psychological experiment. See you later, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good old Peter there. That was really quite weird. No, I've been called sexist, because if you watch my stand-up video, go to rodders.com, click my latest stand-up video, and you will see me doing stand-up, and I tell a sexist joke in the middle of a room full of women, and they all start booing. It's quite funny, and we're just about to end the show. It is basically the craziest show ever, and you know, it's finally come to the end of the show. But tune in, I might be on next Friday, but keep looking at the website for, because I can't do a show every single week, because I, you know, I'm a full-time student, and I do actually need to do work, or I will fail my life as well as my exams. So, this is Rodders here, signing out for Thank Rod It's Friday. Good night!
Water smells like